Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need, but there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
We're back. It's 34 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Steve Martin's here, too, because he's got some important things to talk to us about. Steve is an old friend of ours, an original member of the Brain Trust. He's the president of Business Solutions and the author of an outstanding book called Creative Approaches for Developing a Cost-Effective Organization. And that's what we're talking about, folks. We're going to talk about helping you drive some profit to the bottom line. Steve, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's great to be here. It's always a pleasure.
It's good to have you back. You know, Steve, I just used the term drive profit to the bottom line. A lot of people talk about profits dropping to the bottom line, but I found that profits don't really drop to the bottom line. They do in terms of, you know, if you think of the operating statement as a gravity flow device, you know, maybe you could say that. But I've always found that whatever profits I eked out, I had to drive them there. I had to load them up and haul them and unload them and fight for every little bit. So it wasn't a lot of dropping. It was a whole lot of driving and fighting for it.
That's right, yeah. It used to be a phrase back before the halcyon days of the Internet explosion in the 90s that you had to earn your profit.
Yeah, yep. And then during those halcyon days you were talking about, that's when profit actually became, something you didn't want.
Well, some people didn't, and you know what?
They're not here anymore.
They're
not with us. Metaphorically speaking, the gophers are bringing their mail now, aren't they?
That's exactly right.
So that's what Steve is here to do. He's here to help us to drive some profit to the bottom line by working at our business, by focusing on the fundamentals of all the different areas of your business that take care of things. And a lot of the things that we're going to talk about, folks, some of it may seem kind of small, but, you know, Steve, an old mentor of mine told me this one time. He said, you know what, Jim? If you take care of the pennies, the dollars will take care of themselves.
That's a very wise statement, Jim.
I love that. I've never forgotten that.
Yeah, that's where your profits are, unless you're one of these miracle companies that has a product that everybody can't live without.
Yeah.
You're literally looking for 5 or 10 pennies in every dollar that you bring in,
right,
as
right.
your typical profit.
Well, let's talk about the next. Well, folks, we're working off of a long list of areas that Steve offers in his book, and a little bit we'll tell you about how you can get Steve's book, but we're working off of a list of important areas that you can focus on. Steve, what's our next topic?
Our next item is number 7 out of 55 suggestions, and these are actually in the appendix of the book, so this is these are some things you ought to look at.
Mm-hmm.
One of the items is use video conferencing to reduce the travel time and expense of doing business.
And Steve, before I have been saying for a long time now that terrorism is not the enemy of the airline industry and the business hospitality industry. Technology is.
Well, that certainly is one of the things that makes a major difference, because
yeah.
it enables us to do things that weren't even possible a few years ago.
When video conferencing becomes as ubiquitous as cell phones, that will be a paradigm shift for the business travel industry, won't it?
I think so. I think it'll make a major difference. And, you know, I'd like to broaden our thoughts here, because not just to consider video conferencing, but any of the forms of communication that are available to
mm-hmm.
us today. You can do conferencing over the Internet. You can
right.
do telephone conferencing and so forth.
They call them webinars.
Webinars.
Some of them are called webinars. And you put a PowerPoint presentation up on a browser. Let everybody go to that site and follow the yellow brick road, so to speak, while they're listening over the telephone.
Absolutely.
And I've done a number of those.
Yep, and I think they're quite effective. You know, there is something that's lost when you don't have that person-to-person contact, but that's where you have to make a decision. Do you need the person-to-person contact or in the flesh, or can you accomplish the bulk of your goal by some other means, some electronic means? That's really the question here, and the challenge to everybody who's involved in the business.
But what the way I look at these, though, Steve, is not that there's something, you know, lacking, but that this is just the training ground for the full-fledged, fully capable video conferencing that we're all going to have very soon.
Yep, it's coming down the pike.
It's part of the cultural change that we're seeing in the marketplace. Stand by. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with our good friend Steve Martin. We're going to help you drive some more profits to the bottom line. 22.
It's getting near dark. When nights close the tired eyes, I'll soon be with you, my love.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Let me remind you, coming up in the show straight ahead, we're going to be visiting with Sandra Poole Christo, and she's going to be joining us to talk to us about how to gain control of your website. She's the president of a company called Globalscape, which helps you gain control of their websites. She's going to talk to us about that. And then after Sandra, we're going to be visiting with a good friend of ours, Steve Forbes. Looking forward to getting Steve back on the show, and you know who Steve is. He's the president and the CEO of Forbes and the editor-in-chief of Forbes magazine, and we're going to find out what Steve's got to say about what's happening in the world today and what's happening in the marketplace that is and will be affecting yours and my small business. And then after that, we'll have Joan Pride, senior editor with the Kiplinger Editors. Steve Martin is our guest right now. He's the author of Creative Approaches for Developing a Cost-Effective Organization. And Steve, we desperately need to know how to find you online.
Jim, that's easy. It's ProfitPro.us, so www.profitpro.us.
And he is the Profit Pro, too, folks. And you've got a lot of articles there on your website, too, don't you?
A lot of material there for anybody who comes by. Yeah, it's content rich.
Now, your book is there, and they can buy it from there. Can they download it?
No.
Okay.
I send that only by print.
Okay. All right. And but you will, and that's where it's found, on your website, profitpro.us. And so check it out. By the way, is there a little bit of a teaser for your book there on the website, Steve? As I remember, there was.
Yeah, there's some content for it and a pretty good description of what the material is.
So you can see what's available.
Yeah.
And also, you're available to help people on a one-on-one basis, aren't you, Steve?
Absolutely, Jim.
Virtually or face-to-face?
Virtually or face-to-face, yeah.
To help them with the profit.
Work with people all over the globe.
Right, exactly. So check him out, folks. And as you know, Steve has been with us since way, way back in almost the very beginning of the show, back in, I think, early part of 98 was when he first joined us. And so, you know, we don't keep people around if they don't have their act together, and Steve certainly does. Okay, Steve, this video conferencing thing, I had a member of our Brain Trust, whose name is Adam Thierer, is a telecommunications expert at Cato Institute. And he's talking about more and more people are considering, because we now have the technology, to talk over the Internet, voice over the Internet.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's been a problem recently. That's one of the reasons the video conferencing hasn't taken off on the Internet. And once we get voice, once we continue to have voice over the Internet, you know, to improve that capability, and then you get the graphic capability up there, and the video capability where you can see somebody else's face. When the more that gets all put together, the more people will be using that, and that's really going to save a lot of companies money on travel expense, isn't it?
Absolutely, it's going to make a major difference in how you manage your business. And you know, Jim, in terms of travel and business travel and those things, there is a certain amount of travel that's absolutely necessary. You have to be in front of a customer. You have to be in front of people when you're handling important, particularly emotional issues, because you know, no electronic connection is going to bring you close enough together to handle things like that necessarily. But what you can do is you can see this as a supplement to whatever travel that you have to do.
Mm-hmm.
So you may actually have more face time with your client if you're using electronic methods to supplement what you're doing in terms of physical travel.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying to knock it out completely, but there is a balance, and you have to negotiate that internally, and then you can negotiate it with your clients, your customers, your other business contacts. But, you know, you really can't do what I did not just a little over a decade ago, which was to fly to Europe for a two-hour meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And then fly back and to mm-hmm. fly to Japan and the Far mm-hmm. East for a one-hour meeting with a client. You just mm-hmm. can't do that sort of thing anymore. You know, just to get to Japan is a 24-hour trip from
right.
the coast.
Just to travel each way.
Yeah, yeah. So not just the thousands of dollars in terms of airline tickets and all that. It's the time that's involved and recovery from jet lag and all those sorts of
right.
things. So what we did, for example, I've done with clients in Japan, having met them and negotiated the important things, instead of traveling over there every 3 months or so, just have a video conference every couple of months
mm-hmm.
and then travel over once or twice a year instead of four or five times.
Now, Steve, for a lot of people, though, for the average small business owner, video conferencing is a little bit of a technical challenge, isn't it?
It can be, but, you know, there are video conferencing centers all over the place.
I think a lot of people would be surprised to find that their local university has probably a pretty darn good video conferencing capability.
Absolutely, or one of their business associations associated with the chamber.
Maybe the chamber, or also, I'm not sure about how you can get signed up to use it, but the U.S. trade representatives, the U.S. commercial services offices, have offices in many of the major cities. And I know they have video conferencing capability that they'll help you with.
Absolutely, and you should check that out
mm-hmm.
because you can. We've done a lot of that sort of work, or I've done it with working through trade organizations and business development organizations and so forth, because it costs a fair amount of money to set up your own video conferencing.
Right.
So the best thing to do is to rent it. It may
exactly.
cost $100 or a few hundred dollars
right.
to use it, but it's still a good deal.
Another thing that I want to talk about when we come back, Steve, are some other ways that just getting used to video conferencing will help you put money on the bottom line, drive profit to the bottom line, and we're going to do that right after these messages. It's 10 Till. Stay with me. I'll be right back with our good friend Steve Martin. We're back at 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.jbsba.com. Check it out when you get a chance, and don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Steve Martin is our guest. He's the author of Creative Approaches for Developing a Cost-Effective Organization, and that's available from his website, which is profitpro.us, right?
Steve? Yes, Jim, that's it.
Profitpro.us. Check that website out when you get a chance, folks. And, of course, if you're noodling around on my website, you can find lots of things that Steve has contributed to my website, including lots of archives, articles, and you can find the link to his website there as well. Steve, we're talking about how to use video conferencing or virtual conferencing to our advantage to save us money. But, you know, Steve, it's not just about saving money. It could be about making money, because one of the things that I've been trying to encourage my audience to do for some time now is to start the process of learning how to do business overseas. And what I know now is that a lot of small companies, and I mean really small companies, are successfully exporting to people that they've never met, but they have seen them and talked to them through video conferencing.
Yeah, so, absolutely.
So this is a way to take some of the mystery and some of the fear out of doing business overseas, isn't it?
It absolutely is, and I think we, in this day and age, we need to take advantage of every electronic means of communication that's available to us. And with the Internet offering certainly some capability in terms of video conferencing and professional facilities giving you the really good stuff, I think people need to take advantage of it. It extends your reach globally.
The other thing, Steve, is managing our people. You know, these days, small business owners we don't just need people. We need the right people. We need strategic people. And sometimes, you know, you live in a small community in New Mexico, so if you need an employee, Steve, you might not be able to find a person that you want in your community. They might live in Philadelphia. But more and more, you're less reluctant today than you were maybe 10 years ago to being in New Mexico and employing somebody in Philadelphia.
Absolutely.
And with the technology ability that we have now, it'd make you feel a lot better about working with that person if once a day you guys could flip a switch and see each other.
Yes, it really does make a difference when you can actually see someone as they're talking to you, because then you can read the body language and...
Yeah. Exactly, and that capability is here now, isn't it, Steve? We have
yes,
that capability.
It is.
But it's not ubiquitous. It's not as widely distributed as it will be, and so that's important. Steve, have you got any other ideas? I know we talked about going to some of the larger centers to use the video conferencing. You got any other ways that people can take advantage of any technology that you know of that you recommend?
Well, just a few years ago, we were working with a fellow in Japan, and I was working out of New York State. We used one of the conference center and video conferencing ability that was set up by a business development organization, a nonprofit group.
Mm-hmm.
And on the other end, our fellow in Japan that we were doing business with was using similar organizations, but then he finally just went out and spent a couple of thousand and bought his own system for his office.
Right.
Set it up on the computer. So you can go down your list of associations, agencies, and as you pointed out, universities quite often have these. Even some of the local hotels will have them. And if you're going to use it enough, you can actually buy the software and the
mm-hmm.
hardware yourself. It's
mm-hmm.
not a huge investment. It's a few $1,000s, but that can pay off with one little piece of business that you pick up.
Well, how much could one trip cost you?
Oh, well, if you want to go to the Far East,
yeah.
for example, to check with
yeah.
a supplier or a customer, you'd better plan on $2,000 to $3,000 for every single trip.
Absolutely. Well, and of course, the other thing is the people on the other end need to have the same capability, and that's where a little bit of the challenge is, isn't it?
Yes, it is. That's true.
So you got to have the handshake on the other side technologically, and that's where, as we've been saying, the more this becomes in the mainstream, you know, I remember Steve, when people said ask me if I had email. People don't ask me that anymore. They assume I have it now, right?
If you don't have email, you've been
well, the day is coming though when people won't ask you if you have video conferencing. They'll just say, "Let's do that."
That's exactly right.
Yeah. Steve Martin, good job today. Thank you very much.
Always my pleasure, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Steve will be back real soon, folks, and we'll talk some more about how to drive profit to your bottom line. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.